Virginie, I remember you. Hi, Virginie.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to mention an article I read in the Newsweek magazine some time ago, and I wondered about the morality of this kind of issue. When we sent our boys over to Iraq...
Vietnam, by any chance? Oh.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up Vietnam.
Oh, no, Iraq. When we sent the boys over to Iraq to save Kuwaiti's wealth and oil system, after we won the war for them, they thanked the world. The greatest gratitude they could give to the world was to impregnate all the Philippine domestic people who worked for them, including the teenage girls.
I don't know that we want to throw this into the middle of the old program tonight, do we?
Well, it's a morality issue. And
we don't deal with many of those on this show, do we?
Well, I don't know. We haven't been, but I didn't know which way your direction is going to go because you haven't placed out a map for us yet.
Oh, well, I'm going to get to that. I was going to get a subject here. Generally, it takes about an hour and 50 minutes before I really settle in, but I have a pretty good show the last 7 or 8 minutes, and we usually have a barn burner of a discussion, generally on gun control. But I wasn't going to talk about Filipino women and their pregnancies, although I will mention that if they do get pregnant, they can stop by, where was it, Regents Hospital or something, or Regina?
Well, but these are all illegitimate children. Will be illegitimate children, not included in any kind of estates or wealth by the Kuwaitis, who are very rich. And so it's like making an army of illegitimate children through another country's female. And you see this, and the Philippine government begged Mr. Bush, when he was pregnant, to do something for his people, and Bush turned a deaf ear and walked away. And so I thought, we have an awful lot of morality issues in the whole world, and it struck me awfully strange that this was so silent, but Newsweek did run it. And if that was your daughter, or your mother, or whatever, you see, that's where I come down to the bottom measure and say, hey.
How are you doing these days, Virginia? I mean, is everything all right in your world, or are you...
Oh, no.
You're not on it.
I'm lucky to talk to you. I almost died two and a half months ago. They hauled me into Regents and saved my life, so...
Well, had you died, what would the death certificate had said the death was?
Well, I had a piece of glass in my toe. For 9 days.
I don't think the death certificate.
Well, I went to 5 different urgent care places, including St. John.
I think they said you were nuts, didn't they?
They would not take the glass out. Neither one would take the glass out. In one, St. Joe's gave me a prescription.
They gave you tweezers, I imagine, huh?
Well, you can't take something like that. I'm a second stage diabetic. And
How many stages are there?
Well, first and second. You either got it total or you haven't got it. Second stage is usually an age factor. But the St. Joe's gave me an antibiotic called Selexin. And I was on it for...
That's an antibiotic?
Cephalexin, excuse me.
Oh, Cephalexin.
And I had 10 days worth of pills. And on the ninth day, I totally went out. My life was being sucked right out of me.
By the glass?
My life was being sucked out of me. I was not dizzy, but it was whirling around in my brain, and it was just like I was leaving Earth. And
how is that different from any other day in your life, though?
Well, I happened to get a hold of the telephone cord, which was hanging over the couch edge, you know.
But
and
you
I
didn't
pulled,
know how to make a noose.
I pulled the phone out of the cradle and dialed zero, operator, and told her.
Don't you know 911 by now?
No, you can't find 911 when your brain is going out and you're dying.
That's an indication
and
of how
so
far
they
gone
came,
you were.
They came quickly, the emergency, and they worked on me for a while out in front of the house, and then they took me to Regions, which worked on me from 7 to 1:30, and then they sent me home. Now, they say it was not the cephalexin that almost killed me, although the paper had an article for senior citizens that 48,000 seniors die in hospitals from the wrong medication.
Oh, I read that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this comes close, but they don't want to believe that cephalexin did it. So that then you'd have to say, well, how did I poison myself?
I wouldn't take a drug called that. If they can't come up with a decent name for a drug, what the hell kind of a name is that? What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, suppose...
Sounds like a Glaxo Magma. Remember that? Remember that?
You're a nut.
Remember when we were doing...
I'm alive here. I'm enjoying the fact that I'm alive and I have a horror story to remember. And you butcher up everything for the joy of being crazy. Well, that's enjoyable about you. That's why everybody listens to you, because you're so funny. anyway, I'm here. I'm alive.
Yeah. Well, you know what that's cause for, Virginie? A little yodeling. Let's do it and celebrate life.
You've got recordings. Run the recordings.
Come on. Come on, Virginie.
Hey, you can do it. Let me hear
no.
you.
No, you do it.
Let me hear you.
No, you yodel. You're the one who just about died. If that doesn't make you want to yodel, I don't believe your story.
Du machst mich krank.
Do your thing.
Does your home have gold caps of magma on your roof?
Get that guy off the air. Do your yodeling.
I'm not a command performance person. I mean, you know, you have to be in the mood.
Five bucks if you yodel. I'll send it to your favorite charity.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
You're not serious.
Yes.
How many minutes have you got on the clock?
I don't know.
Time to hang up.
No, really, if you could just give me 30 seconds of a yodel, we'll go right to commercial. All right?
And that's just a little part off of some other song.
No, the fast part then.
You want me to trip all over my tongue.
No, I want you to trip all over that phone cord. No, do the closer, how it closes out, you know, with the ending with the yee-haw deal, yeah?
Nobody left me do that for the millennium, so why should
Come
I
on!
It's wait, we're into the millennium. Remember, I did that part.
Give it to me, Virginie. Give it to me. Give it to me. Straight talking.
Yodel,